Hey, Gone Wild Audio, this is Ruthie Run, and the book in which I've selected is a book by Lillian Eichler, and it is called The New Book of Etiquette. It's a fantastic read, and hopefully some of you can appreciate my selection of it and what I'm trying to achieve. So I'm just going to read a passage from it. And so here we go. Many of us devote time and thought to our dress and to our manners, forgetting entirely that which can be of greatest value to us throughout life, that which can exert the greatest influence upon the people with whom we come in contact. We neglect to cultivate the voice. We overlook the importance of developing our speech. If you search among the old Italian proverbs, you will find one that says, "He who has a tongue in his head can go the whole world over." True, but of what value is a tongue if one knows not how to use it? It is with this thought in mind that the following pages are written. One of your first duties to yourself is to cultivate a pleasant, agreeable, interesting tone of voice. The way to do this is to begin at once to overcome the habit of slovenly speech, to school yourself in talking slowly, carefully, gently. This does not mean that you need to be stilted in your speech. Speak with spontaneity and verve, for that is what gives color and personality to your conversation. But avoid meticulously that carelessness in voice and speech that we instinctively associate with the ill-bred. A familiar adage tells us that the voice with a smile wins. The voice with a smile is simply a pleasant voice, low, gentle, kindly. No one can give it to you. You must develop it yourself. After all, the voice is an expression of self. If you are pleasant, your voice cannot fail to be pleasant too. It is important, of course, that you overcome any harsh or strident quality that your voice may have, for a strident voice is never pleasant. Just as the most beautiful music sounds harsh on a tuneless instrument, the most eloquent words are lost when delivered in a shrill, unpleasant, or monotonous tone of voice. There is music in the human voice. Music with all the variations of an orchestra. William Handy says, "A man's words are veritable instruments of music. When a master touches them, the words seem to have an unexpected soul, as does an orchestra under the direction of a Campanini or a Thomas. Some words sound like drums. Others breathe memories sweet as flutes. Some call like a cornet. Some shout charge like a bugler's trumpet. Some are sweet as the soft murmurings of gentle zephyrs through groves of whispering oaks. The power to move the soul and stir in others emotions that the owner of the voice can feel seems limitless." Few qualities in man or woman are more delightful than a clear, soft, well-modulated voice. Many people take singing lessons solely for the purpose of cultivating the speaking voice, realizing that this quality in man or woman is a great social asset. to be able to speak well is unquestionably of value in the business world too. There is no reason why you cannot have a pleasing, cultivated tone of voice. The greatest of all orators, Demosthenes, was handicapped by a naturally unpleasant voice and by a pronounced stutter that impeded his speech. Through the most rigid self-discipline, he overcame these defects and made his voice a thing of beauty. In cultivating your voice, give greatest thought to pitch or tone and to the pronunciation of words. A low, gentle tone of voice is always pleasing. Not too low to be heard, but soft and clear. It is the voice that comes from the chest, not from the head or throat alone. The voice must be natural, not strained or affected. You should talk in a fine, low, rich tone of voice, always without stopping to think about it. The way people achieve this is through practice. Well-bred people never raise their voices, even in anger, because the low, gentle voice is so instinctive a part of their well-bred personality. We cannot all take music lessons to cultivate a pleasing tone of voice, because we can all practice articulation, reading aloud, gradually smoothing away the crudities of voice and speech, developing a fine, rich tone. An excellent plan would be to practice reading aloud from this work, taking a chapter each week. Read before a mirror, slowly, carefully. Watch your mouth as you pronounce each word. Keep a small pronouncing dictionary handy. And if there are any words with which you have difficulty, look them up at once and find out just how to pronounce them. Be careful to enunciate clearly, sounding all vowels and consonants. Each syllable must be clearly accentuated. A common mistake is to slur words and syllables together. But the opposite extreme, clicking off each little syllable like a word on a typewriter, it's just as bad. Yeah. Careful. careful articulation without stiltedness in speech is what you must strive for. If you practice reading aloud and associate with cultivated people who talk well, you will quickly develop a pleasant speaking voice.